From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Verizon Wireless, working to constantly strengthen the connection quality and reliability of its network. Verizon Wireless, our people, our network.
There have been a lot of shocking homicides in Oakland, but the murder of Chauncey Bailey may be the most disturbing. Bailey was the editor of the Oakland Post, an African-American weekly newspaper. He was gunned down last week at 7:30 in the morning in downtown Oakland. He was looking into the finances of Your Black Muslim Bakery, a business run by members of the Bay family. Some members of the family head a renegade group that has been disavowed by the Nation of Islam and linked to a number of criminal acts. Police say a 19-year-old member of the group with a conviction for armed robbery confessed to killing Bailey because he said he didn't like what the journalists had been writing about the bakery. There are a lot of questions about the suspect's story. Some members of the Bay family have a disturbing reputation, but I doubt any journalist thought investigating their business would lead to assassination. That sounds more like Colombia than the United States. American journalists don't usually worry that their work will cost them their lives unless they're covering a war overseas. The dangers that routinely face journalists in other parts of the world are foreign to us. We're not accustomed to the thought that gathering the news is life-threatening. Bailey's murder is a shocking reminder of the potential danger of looking under rocks. Bailey was a longtime colleague and friend of mine. We'd known each other since we were cub reporters. We worked together at the Oakland Tribune for 12 years. His beat was the African-American community, and he covered it thoroughly. He kept up with the issues, events, trends, and people that otherwise didn't make it into the news pages. He didn't sugarcoat what he saw. He understood his role was to report what he found, the good and the bad. Like most reporters of minority groups, including ethnic and religious minorities and gays and lesbians, he faced pressure not to write stories that reflected negatively on the community, not to air the dirty laundry. He didn't give in. Bailey lost his life because of his dedication to reporting the truth and telling people what they need to know. His murder demonstrates the precarious nature of journalism, even in the United States. With a perspective, this is Brenda Payton.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the Internet at lchb.com.